Live from the grand opening of the new Oak Electric headquarters in Waterford, this is the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Oak Electric. Visit oakelectric.com for more information. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Today we're here celebrating the grand opening of Oak Electric's new headquarters located in Waterford, Michigan. Oak Electric's values are based on respect, excellence, accountability, and safety. Oak Electric's goal is to simplify life for busy clients and ensure peace of mind, knowing our family-owned and operated company is here to take care of them and their families. Oak Electric offers a wide range of services and provides top-notch customer service that exceeds client expectations.
We're going to talk with Oak Electric ownership and leadership team today, covering their complete history and journey, which includes the services they offer, which include HVAC, generators, solar batteries, EV, even plumbing. So sit back and enjoy the next hour of our discussion with Oak Electric, which can be found by calling 800-964-7070 or visit oakelectric.com. You're listening to a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, heard right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome to the special edition of the Inside Outside Guys show. Today we're here celebrating the grand opening of Oak Electric's new headquarters located in Waterford, Michigan. Joining us right now, owner Gary Papilla, who's responsible for everything we're going to be talking about later on, and Michelle Barrett, who Gary credits with virtually running the business. So I guess it's going to be a competition between which one of you tells us most about the history of this company.
I'll
win for sure.
So. Oh, well, yeah, she will. So, funny story. Michelle and I actually... friends from high school. She's best friends with my sister. Both of us worked for my father back in the late 80s for, back then it was called Gary's Electric. And it was a smaller company, maybe five people at the most. And basically Michelle ran the office portion and I did the best I could with the crews. And, that was, 1988, somewhere around there, Michelle?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Started out scheduling electrical outlet replacements.
Hey, you do it. You do whatever will generate a dollar, right?
Yep, exactly. And you pivot as you go. You adapt with the times and with growth and the changes. I mean, it started with the grid and the problems with the grid and... we just would always pivot from there. So whether it was solar or electric vehicle charging or...
General electrical repairs.
Right. I mean, that's where it started.
Yeah.
You've got a branding statement on the front of this beautiful new building, delivering energy in every way.
Right.
Tell our listeners the many different things that you can do for them.
Well, I mean, you know... Primarily, we're an electrical contractor, so, repairing electrical work, anything in the home that's electrical, if you need an EV charger, an electric range plug, fix some lights, panel upgrades, that's the basics, and then we also now have an HVAC division, so full furnace and air conditioning replacement, mini splits. We also replace hot water tanks, tankless water heaters. Obviously our generators is our biggest piece of business. We do over 2,000 generator, whole home standby generator installs a year. We also service over 10,000 generator customers annually. We have a solar division where we install over 2 megawatts of solar a year, mostly residential. So solar battery systems, which have been, very popular as of late. A lot of tax credits for the solar. We try to do anything, mechanical in the home that the customer needs help with. That's why we pride ourselves on one call covers it all. So,
Gary, I've seen you. I think around the time you started, I remember when you first got to building down the road because my kids went to school right across back then. So I drove this strip right here forever. And I used to drop my kids off down the road, come right here to pick up equipment for the day at the old Burke Lumber store. And really, I've seen you grow so successfully. What has been the philosophy? What has helped made Oak Electric grow throughout these decades?
Well, I think really it's our customer service. I mean, we really want to treat our customers how we would like to be treated. You know, like we're a family business. We've been around, you know, I've owned the business 25 years. I worked for my dad, you know.
It's about how you make them feel. That's what we pride ourselves on, a feeling that you give. That's what keeps people coming back. Yeah. The feeling that creates loyalty, you know, that you understand. Those are the things that create that.
People are afraid to make a bad decision hiring a contractor. There's ego involved, and obviously there's money and stress involved. So part of your philosophy addresses that?
Right. I do believe that does take that a lot of that away. Right.
But that comes from hiring the right team. I mean, we come here and we see everyone that just looks like family. I mean, everyone here is hugging each other, very happy. And that comes from the environment that you guys put in place here from when they first call. You know, the girl that answers the phone, the CEO in charge of first impressions, to having the right guy go and communicate with the homeowner.
Right. We have such a low turnover. I mean, our average employee has probably been here 15 years, I would say. I mean, very low turnover rate. People are truly part of the team. We try to go out of our way. I think that when you have happy employees, that it just translates. And that's actually the most important piece, of course, is the customer. But when employees and team members are happy, it just translates all the way through.
You know, there's an adage in the industry that your first customer is your employee, and as well as you treat them, they will then turn around and treat
exactly what I'm saying
their customer that way. So
exactly.
It's so cool to hear you guys say that.
Mm-hmm. It is cool. So how does today make you both feel? Congratulations, by the way. What a phenomenal turnout. What a beautiful building. This is a phenomenal place. How does it make you feel?
I think it's humbling. I mean, you see that all these people took the time out of their days, and everybody's busy, and everybody has a busy schedule, and they took the time out of their days to join us. And
congratulate our new opening.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. We've definitely started from humble beginnings, Michelle and I.
Yeah.
This is, I think, our fourth building that we've been in, and this is just an amazing facility. We you know, when we bought it, we thought, wow, how are we going to fill this thing up? And we looked in, and we can already tell that, you know, we're going to fill this thing up, and we're going to, you know.
It's created a sense of, it's like a rejuvenated, happy place for everybody. All this natural light, and just, it really has created a nice vibe for everybody.
And it's a well-known location, too, so there appears to be a sense of pride in the employees that we see walking around here, that this is part mine.
Oh, yeah. They all jump right in. I mean, even when we were planning and setting up for this, you don't have to ask anyone to do anything. Everybody just jumps right in. It's just, it's a team.
Yeah, definitely team
So what is having this place mean for a homeowner out there? Having this location here, if I'm a homeowner out there, how does it benefit me?
I think there's a lot to be said for knowing that you're around today, you're around tomorrow, you aren't going anywhere. You know, we're here to stay. We're local. We're locally owned and operated. We're locally run. We're, you know, we grew up in the community that we serve. And I think there's a lot to be said for that, because there's so many people that come and go, and we're here. We pick up the pieces when they do come and go very often. So, and
like Chuck said earlier, you know, people are scared. People don't know who to turn to. And a good thing about having a showroom like this, they can come, look at it, touch it, feel it, get an idea what Oak Electric's all about, and then have someone come out to the house, which we absolutely love. The phone number is 800-964-7070. The website is oakelectric.com. Stick around. We're going to be talking to Jeremy Zinn, who is the sales manager. Stick around more with Oak Electric, only on WJR.
Welcome back to more from the grand opening of the new Oak Electric headquarters in Waterford. This is the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Oak Electric. Visit oakelectric.com for more information. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
And we're going to bring in a specialist, Mr. Jeremy Zinn, right?
Yes, we are. But before we do that, let's not forget to thank Gary Papilla and Michelle Brent for having us here, having the Inside Outside Guys here. This is a big deal. This is a
really big deal.
We've been to a lot of grand openings. And we have never seen this many people at one of the grand openings.
Well, you put good food out, people are going to show up.
And good.
You wouldn't have been here without good food. We've got Jeremy Zinn, the sales manager and energy efficiency expert for Oak Electric. Oak is one of Southeast Michigan's leading installers of solar panels and battery backup systems. Jeremy, for residential and commercial customers, how does that come about? What do people do if they're anticipating getting into that kind of thing? Big leap.
You know, I wouldn't say it's as big as it used to be, but it's definitely, it can be a game changer. I mean, the way I look at it at my house is I've got solar. I think I was one of the first people in Genesee County to have it.
You're that rare person that actually installed what you sell.
Yes, well, I want to be the guinea pig. I figure if I'm going to have to install this stuff, sell this stuff, I want to be able to sleep at night. So we put it in, and the way you can look at it is I probably have 3 months of utility bills or electric bills, and the rest of the year is coming from sunshine.
Really?
Yeah. Even today is when I was looking at my what I was doing with the solar, and I've got a in-ground pool. I've got a heat pump for that. So instead of doing a gas heater, I did a heat pump, so it's all electric. And literally all day long, all of that was powered by the sun, which was pretty cool. So, but yeah, I mean, how you get into it is a multitude of reasons. One, you're kind of tired of power outages. We had the ice storms this year. We had all these, you know, different weather events. And that spikes interest in having solar with batteries. And then the raising of electric costs. You know, you look at our utility costs, they're just going through the roof. So that helps. And it's funny, as soon as the sun starts to shine, so you take that maybe early February, we'll get those days where it's 4 degrees outside and the sun's shining, we get a bunch of phone calls. And so, hey, I want to use that. I want to use that sunshine to power my house. So, yeah, it's just it's a multitude of reasons that people call us. So.
Jeremy, your title here at Oak Electric is Sales Manager and Energy Efficiency Expert. Tell us exactly what that last part means, please.
I guess when you look at it, when I go into a house, I'm not just looking at installing solar for them. You know, you can go out to a house and say they have a 30-year-old air conditioner. Well, maybe it makes sense to do some upgrades elsewhere instead of just putting solar in. So, yeah, when I go out, I want the lowest hanging fruit. So let's see what makes sense first. I've been into homes where literally they had a sump pump that kept running all the time because the drainage wasn't right. And I said, you know, I want to sell you solar, but I got a buddy that does drainage work, and he could fix your high electric bill that way. So I guess that's the energy efficiency part of it. So
I like that. Now, Oak is a SunPower solar master dealer. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, so as far as I know, we're the only one in the Midwest. So SunPower is a manufacturer out in California. They've been around since 1985. They're actually one of the oldest U.S. manufacturers. And they're very picky about who they choose as an installer. When we first reached out to them back in 2009, I kind of laughed. They told me Michigan was too new to solar. You guys are in your infancy. Come back to us. So 6 months later, I went right back to them, and they said, okay, show us what you've done. And they critique everything. They talk to a few of our customers. And after getting through that process, we became a dealer for them. Well, then you work your way up as you do more and more and more with them. They have all these different tiers. And finally, it was about a year and a half, 2 years ago, they approached us about being a master dealer. And we did it. So it's we're more or less the top echelon for them, and love to install that. One of the cool things about SunPower is GM and SunPower, I think they're doing a little bit of work together with all the EVs that are coming out. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen there. So
I may see solar panels on the roof of a car someday.
Not necessarily. So I've had a lot of people say, oh, you could power the entire car with one solar panel on the roof.
No,
not on this planet.
No,
you know,
right.
The way it works is we get 1,000 watts per square meter. Well, that square meter is about the roof of your car. You're not going to be able to power your car with it. But that doesn't mean that you couldn't put in solar on your rooftop and charge that car. So there's possibilities.
Yep. So do you think that the PV unit you guys are handling is the best one out there? You've seen a bunch of them over the years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's one of the things about their materials. Year after year after year, they're at the top of the charts. They had, it was a professor back in the early 80s that had a little design change on solar and kind of put them at the forefront. So their biggest customers are the U.S. military and utilities, and it's just what they have is it's better than the rest. So.
You know, Tesla's the big name out there. It's been a big name for years, and we know they're only going to do things right, which means they're going to use the right contracts. Only good. How did you guys become a Tesla installer and also a DTE certified?
So with Tesla, they're not an easy company to get in with. I was glad we finally did.
DTE approved. I'm sorry.
Not oh, yeah, DTE approved. So with Tesla, yeah, so we got in with those guys initially starting out with the car chargers. And the main reason we focused on that is we just had a feeling that, you know, if you're interested in getting an electric car, you're probably somebody that might do solar. And some of my largest solar projects have come from people that we were wiring up a $2,000 car charger for. And so, yeah, when we got through Tesla, it wasn't an easy process. And now it's, I mean, we've been with them, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years. And now we're at the point where we can even do their Tesla Powerwall, which is the home battery. And that's exciting. I think it's sitting right over there. One of my other colleagues, he's never actually seen it before. And he said, wow, that thing is beautiful. I said, yeah, I'd put it in my living room. I mean, it looks like a piece of art that you can mount on the wall.
And you're able to get them. That was a big issue.
Oh, yeah. So that was a huge, huge headache about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I had, I don't know, 20, 30 projects that we sat for about a year waiting for Powerwalls.
Wow.
And it was difficult. So don't have that issue anymore.
But you're finding in the field that they're performing as you would hope?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And one of the things I like about Tesla, too, is they're always monitoring it. So we've only had a handful of batteries that needed to be replaced. Tesla reached out to us and says, hey, we're going to go ahead and replace that battery on this home. We're sending it to you. Take care of it.
Wow.
Other battery manufacturers we've dealt with, we've never had that kind of service. So
that is really cool.
HVAC, generators, solar, and plumbing, which means you guys probably get a lot of after-hour service calls. Tell our listeners about the after-hour service calls here at Oak Electric.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the things we excel at. I tell that story all the time is, you know, a lot of companies will shut the phone off at 5 o'clock. They go home, and they're not going to answer. We have 24/7 support, and even as a tech, you know, it stinks to have to go out at 1 in the morning at times, but I'll tell you what, when I was all done and I fixed whatever that problem was, it made you feel so much better at the end of the day. I can remember times where, you know, I'd go out to a home and their generator wouldn't start. It's the middle of an ice storm, and we'd get that thing fired up. Literally, I had one where I pulled the battery out of my work truck to fire the generator up just to put the battery back in my work truck, and I said, I'll be back in the morning when I can get a new battery for you. The lady was ecstatic.
You made her happy.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Just, you know, go beyond it. And it's, things are going to break. That's the industry we're in, but it's the sure. way you handle that when it does break that really can set you apart.
Is it safe to say that you've got great support from Gary and Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Those kinds of things?
Great support from everybody. I actually snapped photos of this. We have an intercommunication that's called Slack where we have different channels. And back when the ice storms were rolling through, as soon as we knew that that event was going to happen, we have an emergency channel that's on this little intercommunication that we have, and all the techs start just sounding off, hey, I'm ready for tonight, hey, I can work tonight, hey, I can work tonight. There must have been 30, 40 guys that all just said, hey, we can work tonight. So I saved that in my iPad. That's not part of my presentation when I'm sitting down with people. I'm like, I want you to have my competition show you that same kind of support that they're going to get from their guys.
I love the fact that you were a tech years ago.
Yes, yeah. So I've been here, August will be my 25th year. So I've been here a little while. So
wow.
I started when I was 18 years old and kind of worked my way up. First 10 years, all I did was install generators every single day. And I loved it. I think it almost made me to the point where I don't like being in the same spot for more than a day.
So
it's
so
like,
still.
Do a job, move on. So
you bring people peace of mind. As soon as you pull in their driveway, you bring people peace of mind. So thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Awesome.
We greatly appreciate
it, Jeremy.
Jeremy Zinn, who's the sales manager and energy efficiency expert. Stick around. We're going to have more of the team here at Oak Electric coming on with us. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the grand opening show of Oak Electric with the Inside Outside Guys. Right now we're going to talk generators with Josh Quick and Crystal Steimer, but you probably want to thank our hosts again, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do want to thank Gary Papilla and Michelle Barnett. Michelle Barrett, inviting us here today for the grand opening and ribbon cutting, which is, there's still a lot of people here. If you get a chance, stop on by. We're at the corner of Sashabaugh and Dixie Highway.
We've got the sales manager for the Costco program in Josh Quick and the production manager, Crystal Steimer. Generators, what does Oak do, one or two a month or so? Is that...
Yeah, we're at about 9, almost 10 a day now. We're working to get to 10 a day.
Say that again.
10 generator installs a day.
Installs. Complete. You guys pull the permits, you do the gas.
In and out in a day. This may sound like a silly question, but what's the main motivation for people getting a generator?
There's actually a lot of things, especially since COVID. A lot of people not wanting to go out, get into hotels and stuff. They want to stay home. They want to stay safe. That was a big motivator for some of the younger families. But there's still people that want to be able to travel and know that their money, their house is protected. And that's something that's very important to them. And the generators now can let you know if there's problems too while you're gone. So there's a huge peace of mind there.
Well, you know, we have some major storms in this area. People could be out of electric for power for 2 weeks or more. And what hotels cost now and then what they will cost in an emergency.
Good point.
They'll pay for this with one big power outage.
Absolutely. And then you look at, you know, potential loss of basement, finished basements now here in Michigan. You know, that can cost us sometimes $100,000 right there.
How would someone lose a basement?
I'm sorry?
How would someone lose a finished basement if they lost a
house? Sump pump backs up. It's not running. You got a lot of water damage there. It's never fun. Then you got to vacate your house to get that fixed. That's not fun either, I don't think.
Yeah, we tell a story of a friend of ours and Chuck that had a basement flood, got a backup sump pump, that failed, and then got a generator. Hasn't had a problem since.
Yeah, they're awesome.
It's a long road to that generator. Yeah. Crystal Steimer, you're in charge of production. Production on the generator side?
Well, production of everything here, actually.
Wow.
but yes, I would say generators is our biggest division, so it's quite an undertaking, especially the more installs we do per day. So now that we're up to 10, it's a lot, but we manage it, and I think, I don't want to say we've perfected it, but we're pretty darn close.
Boy, if you're doing 9 a day, will you do both commercial and residential?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's impressive. How about design and specification? And if I just think I want one, but I have no clue what I need.
That's what we're here for. Come out. It's part of what I do as a salesman as well, is we go out there and assess your home. We look at everything, kind of figure out what your needs are, what your wants are, and we're here to try to fit what's perfect for you and fit it into a budget that you have if we can, and get you out the door.
We'll talk about that, because obviously one size does not fit all. There are different reasons for different size generators. What would some of those be?
Absolutely. I mean, we have partial house options out there where we can pick and choose some small circuits, get you some lights and plugs, a furnace, and maybe a microwave, sump pump, the main necessities to keep you protected.
TV.
Absolutely, yeah. TV, Wi-Fi, right? We got to have those for the kids. And then, we can get into some of the larger generators, 18 kW kind of on up, and that will get you, usually everything in your home, including air conditioning, so you don't have to worry about not sleeping at night and stuff like that.
How important is it that you have ongoing training for your personnel? Because I'm listening to you and Michelle and Jeremy. You guys do a lot of different specialized type of product.
We do, but just a few weeks ago, we were doing our code update class. Anybody that wanted to come, and we're always trying to make ourselves better and be at the top. And that's kind of our goal as a company, is to be the best and do the best.
Well, the Goldel Company, one of the major, that's what I'm looking for. Cut. I should have gone back here for a second.
What's that?
I had the word on my mind. Hold on one second. Jerry, go ahead. Start again. Did you keep going? Part of the history and the journey of this company comes from family roots. And we see that from everybody in here, family roots. Talk about that for a minute, because you guys come in here, everybody has a smile on their face.
I think that we try our best and strive to be the best in the business, but also we like to hire people that we trust. And there are a lot of people that work for us that are related, actually, in one way or another. So I think that proves that we have a great work environment. And I think if the employees are happy, then the customers ultimately will be happy.
How about the idea that a lot of your former customers will refer Oak to a neighbor or another family friend? There's big risk when they do that, right?
I don't think it's a risk. I think it's the biggest compliment that
heart.
We can get.
I love that.
I think there is a tremendous portion of our business that's referral based, and that only speaks to the fact that we've done a great job and they feel confident in our services. So I think it's the best compliment that we can get.
So you guys we're located in Waterford. You just moved down the street. You're still located in Waterford.
Correct.
You're a huge name here. You see trucks everywhere. Where will you guys go? What is the footprint of Oak Electric?
kind of the sky's the limit here.
Yeah. I was going to say, we've grown tremendously over the past couple of years, which is, you know, after COVID is tough for a lot of other businesses. So I think that only speaks to where we're going. You know, we can only go up from here, I feel.
Are you serving most of Metro Detroit right now?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would say Saginaw, South Lansing, all the way back. Yeah. I mean, we've done, we got customers that have places up north and stuff like that that we've done installs for, as far as Traverse City. But, you know, our main focus has been around here, but we will take care of anybody that needs us.
You're a huge part of the community here in Waterford, but you guys are moving out. People are getting to know you guys everywhere, because I have seen your trucks everywhere from downriver out to Port Huron to Lansing, everywhere around.
Absolutely.
I love that. The after-hour service, you've been taking care of people for over 50 years. Now, have you found that you've had to limit that at all in terms of taking care of former clients because you're so big? Or will you take care of anybody? I mean, you can't take care of everybody out there.
Yeah, I'd like to think that we can, but under normal circumstances, you know, if we're not in a major storm situation, we will always help everyone that we can. If it gets to the point where we have to prioritize, we are in a storm situation, we will only handle our customers. So that's the reward and benefit you get by choosing us from the beginning.
It's huge.
Absolutely. There's peace of mind in that.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Oh. And all of our technicians are certified. So I know that a lot of other companies don't work that way, but ours does.
So someone has an issue. The storm came, their power went out, and their generator did not kick on. They might not be one of Oak Electric's original customers. Should they call you?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, it's a pretty rare circumstance when we won't take the call. But if, you know, even in a storm situation, if we're able to help them, we will. Absolutely.
And that phone number is 800-964-7070. The website is oakelectric.com. Josh and Crystal, thank you for coming on with us today. We appreciate it. Hey, we're still here. Keep doing that. Keep thinking. We were just at the hardware store the other day. I kept telling people to come, and I can't get out of my head. Hey, Josh and Crystal, thank you for coming on with us today. We want you everyone to stick around. We're going to have more of this fantastic management team at Oak Electric after this message. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back to more from the grand opening of the new Oak Electric headquarters in Waterford. This is the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Today's broadcast is sponsored by Oak Electric. Visit oakelectric.com for more information. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Right now, we're going to talk to a couple of field operations managers and the guy in charge of generator sales, Mike Tedieski and Nate Bauer. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us. How are you doing today?
We are blessed. We are thrilled to be here. This is really cool. What do you think of it?
I think it's absolutely fantastic. You know, we were crammed into quite a small building down the street here, as I'm sure you know, and now we've expanded to more suit our company
needs. You just kept growing and stretching its limits, right?
Yep.
Expect nothing less from Oak Electric.
Nope. And we're going to continue to grow as the future goes.
So tell us, what do you guys do here at Oak Electric?
I'm the HVAC and plumbing field operations manager. So I basically, you know, help oversee all the field installs, you know, help my guys, help my service techs, help my installers, answer questions, deal with customer relations, you know, solve the difficult problems that our salesmen here can't always figure out.
And it's always the salesman's fault.
People didn't see it because it's radio, but he kind of jabbed him when he said that. I like that.
You know, we'd be giving out Oak Electric .com for this whole show, but this is where people go to see the HVAC, the generators, the plumbing, and to learn more about that on Oak Electric. So if I go on oakelectric.com and I say I want to purchase a new generator, good chance I'm going to see you out there, Nick?
There is a solid chance that you'll see me out there. I do a little bit of everything. HVAC and generators are the two main things, and now merging into the solar a little bit.
Okay.
I like that. You're merging into the solar a little bit. So you guys are really a mechanical contractor.
Yeah, slogan is one call covers it all. So we try to stay in line with that, and we do a little bit of everything.
I like that. I like that a lot. lot. So your big picture when it comes to comfort in the home would include all those things then, right? Theoretically, it's going to include heating, air conditioning, ventilating, healthy air, the generator, standby power.
Yeah, at one point or another, I mean, they all relate to a degree. So, I mean, solar can power your heating and cooling equipment, and when you don't have power, the generator takes over the house.
Nate, I don't want to say your job is easy, but if I had Lennox and what's a brand name we're talking?
Train, Carrier.
Carrier, else yeah, any of there. Those brands.
Right, not hard to sell in our area in the winter, time, is it?
Nope, I'm a necessity up here, you know, so you're not going to really go without your, you know, your heating system. That's actually what got me into the trades, you know, you're kind of looking at the world as it's changing, and I went from restaurant industry into something I know that's never not going to be around. You're going to have to fix a furnace as it goes out.
And the Generac as well.
Yeah, that's also a necessity when you have an infrastructure that's not the most reliable.
Now, we keep hearing the word design from your other professionals in this company. What kind of design is there involved in a heating or air conditioning system today for a house or a commercial building for that matter?
I mean, there's a lot of design that goes into it. It's no longer, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, you would just pick a furnace size, pick an air conditioner size.
150,000 BTU output.
You know,
three tons of air.
Yeah, in a 1,200 square foot ranch. Now it's more engineering. You know, we come in, we specifically build a system, you know, that is designed to be not only energy efficient, but meet the heating needs, meet the cooling needs of the customer. You know, because we do so many projects relating to solar, relating to generators, we want to make sure everything works together. We have a lot of customers that are going the solar route and investing into batteries, and then, you know, they want to get green, right? And then we're trying to eliminate the use of fossil fuels. So we're putting them into a 99% efficient furnace, and we're putting in a heat pump air conditioner, which will do both, you know, via the solar electricity. It will condition the air in the house in the summer, but it will also provide you with a high efficient source of heating in the winter.
Is it realistic to think that you can get enough PV on your house to power the house today?
Oh, absolutely.
I like that. Oh, absolutely.
We have several customers out there, and I'm not the solar expert by any means, but because our departments are so intertwined, we all have to know, you know, enough about everything.
And it depends on the house, because Jeremy's in said earlier, he basically gets 9 months worth of free energy at his house. He pays for three of them, and he's got the solar.
And that includes a pool.
And that includes, absolutely.
We're going to Jeremy's house afterward, by the way.
Cocktails over there.
Yeah, exactly.
There on him.
Now, Jeremy also mentioned about being an energy efficiency expert. And you're talking about new furnaces. I don't think a lot of people realize. One thing Chuck and I see, a lot of people going, I've got a 48-year-old furnace, and they're all proud of it. You're shaking your head as I say that. Why are you shaking your head?
Because they are just sending dollar bills out the chimney. You know, the days of your traditional 80% metal chimney furnace are long gone. We're moving into 96, 97, 98, 99% efficient furnaces. The advancement in the field has come so far. We have smart thermostats that can control sensors we can put in rooms. We can dehumidify with those systems even when the air conditioning's not on. We can clean the air via sensors even when the system's not on, when there's no call for heat, no call for cooling.
Somebody who has one of those old furnaces, maybe at this point, maybe a 60 or 70% efficient furnace. So people
or less.
You take 70 or 30 cents, but 70% efficient, you take 30 cents a dollar and throw it away.
Correct.
You go to a 99% efficient or a 98% efficient, you're only throwing away 2 pennies.
Correct.
It's not going to take that long, especially if you got a big house, a big family, to make that difference up.
And the big thing I tell our customers is, you know, you're fixing, okay, I have a 25-year-old furnace and something's wrong with it. I want to put money into it, and it's, you know, why would you do that? Like, you're literally fixing something that's costing you money. Let's look at your bills, and I can tell you how long it's going to take for you to pay the difference between this repair and upgrading to something's going to be. You know, is it going to be 4 winters or 5 winters? You know, maybe less, depending on how severe the winters are. So there's ways to explain to the customers how spending a little bit more right now on something new that's high efficient is going to save you money in the long run.
Is there a legitimate return on investment on these products? Because we have two myths. One is in residential there's no ROI, and the other is that you have a lot more problems when you go up to that high efficiency. Are you seeing either one of those to be true or no?
I mean, there's always going to be problems with mechanical stuff at time, right? I mean, the things break, but no, there is definitely an ROI, and I can prove that mathematically.
I love it.
You know, Nate, one thing we haven't mentioned yet is if somebody's out there and they need a new furnace, or they've convinced themselves they want solar, it's going to benefit them, but they don't have the money in the bank. How can you guys help them?
I mean, obviously, there's always financing options or ways to work around that. And then, you know, there's such a different variations of different products that you don't necessarily have to go at the top of the line. There's always the happy median and things like that. They're still going to, you know, give you the solution you're looking for and make you comfortable in the meantime.
So there are some great financing options out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is Lennox one of your premier brands that you guys tout? Do you have a great relationship with the manufacturer? Have you seen good success on installs?
Just at Oak Electric, we like to stick with all the top brands for every service that we offer. And Lennox is the leading in the industry of HVAC. They're the only company in HVAC, really, that only focuses on HVAC.
Really?
Yeah, most HVAC companies do a very wide range of things. Lennox is strictly an HVAC company, and similar with Generac, they only do generators. You know, there's other companies out there that have a wide variation of things. With these two brands, they mainly focus or only focus on those two things.
And the customer, you guys being one of the top Generac and Lennox dealers out there, you guys get treated very well by them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's got to give the customer a peace of mind. Guys, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We so greatly appreciate you coming.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
And Gary Papilla and Michelle Barrett, we want to thank them for being our hosts today. You guys probably don't know who they are, right?
Never met them.
Hey, if you think you need a new standby generator, new furnace, new EV, new solar, so you need some plumbing work, we want you to go to oakelectric.com. Of course, you can find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Phone number 800-964-7070. Again, thank you everyone for having us here. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys broadcasting from Oak Electric right here on AM 760 WJR.